Hey, kids. Hi, Mom. Hello, boss. If you're listening, everybody, hey, how you doing? Happy weekend. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast for this Friday, April 5th. The last first Friday in our current studio that we've been for the past 8 years. Wow. We are moving on up to the fourth floor sometime within the next 3 weeks. I could be eating these words about the last first Friday, but no, I think we will be upstairs for our next one. We're going to be in a temp studio for a little while, so tune in for that fun time as we hit the wrong buttons for 2 months straight. Yeah, a lot of new stuff on the way for us here on the show, but as far as today goes, we had fun with another What the Hell Is That? We heard about a study on cats proving that they're big fat jerks. We handed out Phillies tickets for today's Stephen Dave's Pyramid. It's usually $25, but no, we upped the game today for our lucky listeners in studio, and they were also treated to comedian Steve Byrne, who gave us a taste of what his late night show would sound like. I think you're going to enjoy this one. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Right now, it's time to play
What the Hell Is That?
Yes, What the Hell Is That? Every once in a while, we come across a sound that, well, if I don't identify it, you won't know.
What the hell is that?
So this morning, I don't know if you guys were paying attention or I was playing this for everybody else. Mm-hmm. All right. This morning's sound sounds like this. All right, so what could that possibly be? Can you only imagine the person whose alarm just went off? Yeah, that's hell.
You have a guess, Steve?
That's absolute hell.
It sounds like a broken kid's toy.
That's not bad.
Got a kid's toy that's broken right now, and it's just
does that?
Click, 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 click.
All right. It's really sad.
It stops.
Yeah. It's probably the batteries.
It is.
It's always the batteries. Right, I'm going to go broke on batteries. I think I know what it is. Right. That is the last sound you hear before Alexa kills you.
Anybody else? Anybody else got on here? Can you just chat it on out? What do you think? What do you think of this? You all heard it. Somebody impersonating an ambulance?
Oh my God, she's right.
Wow. You serious?
That person's an idiot.
No. There's more idiots than that person. All right, there's more idiots than that person because the newest thing online is, I told you, we've got to come up with our own stupid challenge because when they're getting this stupid, the new challenge is the car alarm challenge.
Jeez.
And what you do is you hit the highest note you could possibly hit with your voice, right? And then you go like this. So if you go,
someone's going to crush their esophagus. Yeah, I'm calling it now.
I know. And you know what? I can't wait till it happens. So, you know what? You can have those tickets if you want. You wanted those little Stephen tickets? You got it right. You deserve the tickets.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
44 degrees. You know what? I think I'm giving the wrong temperature here.
Well, what's the high today?
The high today is 47.
Beat me to it.
See, 45.
What's the high
degrees
tomorrow?
High tomorrow is 66.
Not nice.
All right, 68.
Definitely not nice
on Sunday.
Oh, we're close. Right, almost there.
Almost there.
When's it hitting 69?
Nice. It'll be hitting 69 later in the week.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. 45 degrees outside right now. Why are we having this much conversation just to say 69 on the air?
It's now running for Dave and I. Anytime
you guys are
it's
such
mentioned,
children.
We're both going to say,
nice. Okay.
I don't think.
Listen, John,
it's a
phenomenon.
No. I just like,
we do
okay,
it every
fine
time.
All right, okay. 69
nice
degrees.
Nice.
Okay, thank you.
In
45
in unison,
right,
the crowd 69 loves it degrees. Nice.
There we go. Okay.
Trust me, it's a hit.
I work
stick
with infantile people, Cindy. Absolutely infantile people. By the way, weren't you talking about somebody yesterday who placed some sort of a bet for March Madness?
They put $1,500 down on Texas Tech to win it all at the beginning of the tournament, which will pay out $300,000.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
This one might be better, though.
Good intuition.
Mm-hmm. Some guy, some New Jersey fan named Kevin Maselli, used DraftKings to lay a 14-cent parlay bet on seven of the eight games on the first Saturday of the tournament, 10,000 to 1. he hit.
Whoa, what did he win?
$1,345.78.
That's awesome.
That's how you work couch coins.
That's it. See, wow. Don't throw those coins away.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy, being the cat lady that you are, you're going to be very, very interested in this study that got done at the University of Tokyo. Right? Okay. It has finally been proved that cats do recognize their own names like dogs, and they probably recognize other words, too.
I believe that. Sure.
You do? Okay. Yeah. But the difference between cats and dogs is that what they do with their language abilities, dogs will come when you call them and do a trick on command. Cats, they choose not to. They choose to ignore you.
I believe that.
That is it. And you know why? Because they're cats.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Joining us this morning are our two players for, what do we call this? Classic Rock Pyramid. All right. We've got Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. Where are you from, Chris?
I'm from Ben Sam.
Okay, and Cindy's also on the line. Good morning, Cindy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are fine. Now, Cindy has chosen to play with Steve. Dave has chosen to play with Chris. No, Chris has chosen to play with Dave. Okay. I'll get this straight sooner or later. After all, I just came up with the game. anyway, now what the category is going to be, it's going to be songs by particular rock bands. And every clue that each Dave or Steve gives you will be about the rock band in question. All right. If you get more correct than your opponent, then you will get the Tasty Cake tickets. You ready?
Are we alerting them to what band?
Yes, we will tell them what band because we're about to start. And I believe, Steve, you're going to start first. Yes. And you're playing with Cindy.
Okay.
Right. And your band is Queen.
Queen. The first one I looked at is also by somebody else.
Okay.
Could have been Jefferson.
All right. Well, then are you ready there, Cindy?
Yes, I am. I hope so.
All right, Cindy, let's do this.
Here comes your very first question, and your very first clue, rather. And remember, you only have 60 seconds. You ready, Steve?
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, Cindy, if you are looking for a person to be your husband, you're looking for what?
Me?
Stronger Than Like.
Remember, it's a band
it's
song.
A song
it's
title.
A Queen song.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
Somebody to Like. I can't give you that. I just said one of the words. All right. Not your father. Who else is... What other parent do you have?
Mother.
Okay. So that word's in there. The opposite of up.
Down.
Okay. Finish the rest of the lyric. It's a Queen song.
Oh, shit.
Got
Mother
it.
Down.
Can't curse.
All right.
No curses on the air.
Come on.
The monarchy. English monarchy.
Oh, God.
15 seconds.
The name of the band. And a murderer.
I don't know.
Okay, large bootied women.
Large bootied women.
You are going to lose.
Have you ever heard of Queen before?
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Cindy, have you ever heard of Queen?
Fat Bottom Girls, Another One Bites the Dust, Killer Queen, Somebody to Love, Tie Your Mother Down.
Somebody to Love.
You need to apologize to everyone in this room who picked me to win.
That means we move on to Chris.
Oh, my goodness.
Chris only has to get
one. And she cursed.
Chris only has to get one correct. So, Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, Chris, wow. Here we go. All right. Here comes yours.
All right, Chris.
It's all what songs?
All Bowie.
All Bowie
okay,
songs.
Here we go.
Right.
Current Passion. Yeah. All right. Now, let's go to the next one. How about we do a jig?
How about it?
Cindy, we got a chance.
Oh, my God. Come on, Chris.
Dancing.
Yeah. Keep going.
Bowie song.
How about we do that?
I would suggest you go
okay,
to the next
move
one.
On. My goodness. This was a network show about a bunch of people that had powers. In the Marvel Universe, they'd be called...
Is it Let's Dance?
Well, okay. Not this one.
Not this one. The last one was.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Technically, he won.
I guess.
He won.
Yeah, he said
that was the most anticlimactic $25 classic rock period we've ever done. Are you kidding me?
That was like the Phillies game the other day where they walked in the winning run.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
That was pathetic.
This was. In all honesty, I think under the rules, him going back two questions... Right, would disqualify him.
Well, we never really.
Here's the thing. If we had a tie, we actually probably could have gone back and just redone the contest with the same songs because they didn't get any.
Right, that's true.
That was.
Should we get two more listeners and use the same songs?
Jesus.
Steve Byrne better save this.
I can't believe
by the way,
this happened.
The song was Let's Dance. The one that's like, let's do a jig. That would have been Let's Dance. All right. I'm crying. I'm sorry. I don't believe he's deserving, but he did come up with one answer. All right. I'm over here. I'm watching Michaela and Brianna is sitting here in the studio going, these people are idiots. They're ready to answer every one of the questions.
Of course.
They weren't that hard.
They weren't.
How do you not get Killer Queen?
No.
All right.
Steve could have said Shmoshmimi and Shmapsody. And the guy would have been like, Radio Gaga.
Large bootied women.
Large bootied women.
Pretty easy one also.
All right. Well, the way it was going to work is so a listener was going to win a pair of tickets, and someone in the studio was going to win a pair of tickets. As far as Chris is concerned, he is in the box, hopefully in the worst seat. All right. Let's go over here to the Hat of Mystery and see if we'll come up with this name. And that name is Noreen.
Hey!
You got it. A woman who hasn't said a word all morning.
Nice.
and instead of yelling out "Yay!" or something, she waved.
She waved.
The John Bell podcast. John DeBella.
Speaking of already gone, Steve, where did it go?
Is that it behind that?
No.
I literally handed it to you.
There's a nice way of communicating.
You're not.
That's a legend. Please. Let's watch the attitude.
He's a legendary black
Get him a coffee. My God.
I will find it, and I will open
I'm
it
telling
you,
you did not give it to me.
Okay.
You gave me lots of other cards today. But
His name is Steve Byrne.
You didn't give me the Steve Byrne one where he's going to be appearing at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night for two shows each night.
Don't you worry,
you can go to heliumcomedy.com to get tickets, or what's the phone number?
215-496-9001, and he will be there tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 and 10. Damn it.
Thanks for having me. Take care, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Byrne!
Oh, me. Yay, me. I'm awesome. Thanks, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it. This is a young crew. How old are you, buddy?
20.
It looks like he just put a curly one on the soap. This kid, look at him. He's just beaming. Just beaming.
Never heard that
I
one
did
before.
It, Dad.
How are you doing?
Good.
All right,
I pee standing up. Look, Dad. Great to be here. Thank you.
I won't even get into that. The fact that we heard in the green room about someone's son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is she in the room?
Meredith?
Meredith, yeah.
She's waving in the window.
She's waving in the room, right. Yeah. A 4-year-old's pooping in his pants.
She has two sons, and one will not be an astronaut.
Wow. What we've learned. How are your kids? You got a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Right. The last time we left off, you were hoping that that she became an athlete of some kind so you could retire.
Yeah. She's softball, taekwondo. My son is in taekwondo. He's connecting. I throw him some pitches. Yeah, they're athletic. They're pretty.
Is that pretty good, the taekwondo? Is that from like your mother's side of the
family? Here we go. I get it. He always asked me to take my shoes off before I come in the studio too.
Well,
racist.
Everybody, you know, and it happens. And I know you do it in your act, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
Because his father is Irish. Your mother is Korean.
I'm Korean and I'm Irish. I'm Caucasian and I'm Asian, which the proper term for that is called Caucasian.
One thing's about
nailed it.
And there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So now, what is this? You've got a movie coming and a special coming, and in the special, it's like a talk show. Except nobody's on the show. You're the opening comic. You do the monologue. Right?
Yeah.
Then you do the desk part. You do the panel.
Yeah. Right?
And then you go and do stand up.
Yeah, I do stand up throughout the whole thing. So it'll look like when you turn it on, it'll look like a talk show.
Uh-huh.
But I'll be the only one on the talk show. So I grew up I'm a huge Carson fan, so I still go back. I have all the DVDs and stuff, not all of them, but like the collections that they've released. And nobody did a monologue like him. He's so just like fluid. And Bob Hope, I went down this Bob Hope rabbit hole and a Dangerfield rabbit hole. And I just thought there's nowadays it's so politically divisive.
Right.
And a lot of the comics steer obviously hard left and they really go after Trump. And I just thought, why can't you find that middle ground and have these fun kind of Carson-esque monologue jokes? So we could try some out. You guys want to try some out?
Yeah.
We'll see how this goes.
Heck yeah.
All right. The London Daily Mail recently published a men's health study which says, at least for men, having sex burns the same amount of calories as running 6 miles. I find that ridiculous because no man ever ran 6 miles in 48 seconds. Up top. Hey! Pfizer.
I get it.
Drug company Pfizer has announced they've developed a morning after pill for men. Okay. It changes your phone number and DNA. One more time. Come on.
Boom.
Any Catholics? Catholics?
Yeah.
Right next to
you. Tough town to be a Catholic. My parents are very devout. Recently went to Rome, visited the Vatican. They told me this. I had no idea. The Pope is protected by a 40-foot wall surrounding the perimeter of the Vatican, also protected by his own private security detail, the police force of Rome, and the Italian army. That is the most protection a Catholic has ever used. Kim Kardashian was asked if she could take a selfie with anyone dead or alive. Who would it be? Her answer, Jesus Christ. But I think we can all agree he has suffered enough. National Geographic has recently revealed a study that says that human beings and dolphins are the only two animals on this planet that have sex for fun. As soon as this report was revealed, West Virginians have been banned from SeaWorld. You see Elizabeth Warren running for president, obviously. Yes, it'll be a little awkward if she wins on Inauguration Day when they have to play Hail to the Chief. Joe Biden.
That's a deep joke. That's a deep joke.
Joe Biden, obviously, in a little bit of trouble, but he may end up being the Democrats' pick on the ticket. That'll be quite the matchup between Biden and Trump. But it'll be, I think the Democrats could take the high ground because they could say, hey, at least we grab women by the shoulders.
All right.
By the shoulders, guys. That's the punchline. By the shoulders.
I liked it.
Hello. You guys get the news up here?
It worked for me.
Okay. Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un, always in the news. I don't know if you guys know this. Kim Jong-un recently achieved the highest rank in the North Korean army. 5'6". A Hunger Games theme park recently opened in South Korea. It's called North Korea. Denny's has introduced a new breakfast item. It's called the Hillary Clinton Legacy. It's toast. I'll give you one more. Vice President Mike Pence recently celebrated an anniversary with his wife. I think that's very sweet. I heard he spent his anniversary trying to convince his wife to participate in a twosome. Twosome is the punchline to that guy. It's twosome.
You know, the wild thing about when they wrote jokes for Carson, they wrote jokes that they knew would fail because, because he was better at failing and he would make it even funnier than if he actually did the real punchline and it worked.
Yeah, well, so the way that, and that's a great point. So the way that when you see the act actually as it's, there are tethered throughout those bomb pieces that are like the Pence joke becomes a callback.
Right.
And like this is a great, like, you know, when I'm performing, I go, any Taliban here? obviously, a lot of drawbacks to being a member of the Taliban, but one positive is that if you remarry, you do not have to change your wedding photos. So you have that one in there. So it's like, guys, they wear burkas. You pull it up. Is it a dude? Is it a goat? You know. So you have jokes like that, and then you hit them right back with another good, you know, with another heavy hitter one.
When is this coming out?
Well, I got to film it, so I'm filming it probably later on this year because I've been the last probably 2 years have just been devoted to this movie.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote it, and then Vince Vaughn and I, you know, and Peter Billingsley,
his guy.
All three of us, we've been pals for a while, but we kind of, I wrote it, I gave it to them, they said this is great, but let's do some tune-ups to it. So we spent probably 6 to 8 months tuning it up, and then we found financing pretty quickly, and then all of a sudden it's just like, all right, you're directing a movie, and I've never directed a film ever in my life, and it was, I will never dump on a film as long as I live, because it's such an audacious process.
It was
crazy, but we're coming out the other end, we're in the fourth quarter, 2 minute drill, it's almost done, and really happy about it.
That's great. Now, does your neck hurt when you're talking to Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, you got to go like that. Yeah, he's circus tall, as he calls himself.
Circus tall. That's perfect. Yeah. It's amazing. When you see him in films, you notice that he's a tall guy, but they must have everybody else on apple boxes or something like that, because he always seems to be having a normal conversation with somebody. But he's what, 6'5", 6'6"?
6'5", yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite Vince Vaughn story? Give me, because you've known him for some time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. What's your favorite Vince Vaughn story you could tell on the air?
That I could tell on the air? Well, I mean, look, we do play, like, if you watch Swingers, you know that he likes NHL. So
right.
I love hockey. So he'll call me at, you know, it's like we both have wives and kids, but it'll be like 11 o'clock at night and I'll finish up at the store and he knows I'm wrapping up. He's like, hey, why don't you come over and play NHL? So I go over at like 11:30 and we play NHL and we'll do like I'll tell you this one.
Right.
He's very competitive.
Okay.
Very competitive. Okay. Uh-huh. So he was the best man at my wedding, and the next day we had a little get-together before I went on my honeymoon mm-hmm. with my wife, and we went and did this thing called Whirly Ball in Chicago.
All right.
So if you've never heard of it, it's like the size of a basketball court. The floor is magnetized. You're in bumper cars, and on each end of the court is like a net, but it's not like a basketball one where it's horizontal. It's
right.
vertical.
Okay.
So you have like these little lacrosse sticks. And you go around and you shoot these things and you have to hit the net, right? And you get drunk. You just get bombed. So we get bombed and we start playing probably at like 10 at night. My flight is at 6 in the morning. And he's so competitive that he kept losing and my team kept winning. And he's like, best out of seven, best out of, and then we did it. And then it's like 2 in the morning. He's like, another best out of seven. I'm like, okay, I guess. I literally made it to my house at 4:30, and my wife was like, what the hell is going on? We might miss our flight. And I'm like, Vince, she's like, of course, it's Vince. Yeah. Was he losing? I'm like, yes, he was losing. And that's the whole reason why.
Basically, he's no different than he is in movies.
No. So that scene in Swingers when they're playing NHL and he's talking like that, it's so funny when you watch it. But when you're actually the guy playing against him and he's saying all these crafty things like, hey, you should come over sometime and I'll teach you how to play. I'll teach you. I'll give you my tips and I'll tutor. It's just like when you're watching somebody else have that said to them, it's hilarious. But when you're the guy being said to that, it's so demasculating and he takes you down so many pegs. It's not fun.
Well, you'll be happy to know that I got my card. All right.
Oh, there
Steve
it is.
Steve Byrne
yeah.
will be appearing tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steve Byrne.
Should I give you one more?
One more.
This year's Westminster Dog Show had two new breeds never seen before because apparently last year's after party got a little out of hand.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DiBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.